When Hurricane Sandy struck last October, New York got a taste of what its future could be.
One Brooklyn youngster, Jerry Gonzalez, was in the midst of it.
The water was up to half of the door, and then we had to get buckets and try to take out all the water. And until we opened the door, we saw the refrigerator floating on the water.
In New York City, the water surged more than 4 meters above the average high tide mark. Klaus Jacob is a research scientist at the Lamont Doherty Observatory at Columbia University. He describes what New York would look like if sea levels around the city rise by 70 centimeters, as some studies predict they will by the year 2100.
It would look like that Wall Street doesn't have yellow taxis, but it may have yellow taxi boats.
Jacob says below-grade basements would have to be sealed, and heating, cooling, and electrical equipment would move to higher floors. Subway entrances and air grates would have to be redesigned. The federal government's emergency management agency, FEMA, has released new flood zone maps for New York to review. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg calls the maps a blueprint for the future.
And those maps will guide us in setting new construction requirements and will add new structural requirements to ensure that buildings can withstand the intense winds and waves that we expect down the road. The fact of the matter is we live next to the ocean, and the ocean comes with risks if, as many scientists project, sea levels continue rising. However, there may be some coastline protections that we can build and will mitigate the impact of a storm surge with berms and dunes, jetties and levees.
Columbia University's Klaus Jacob believes elevation is key. Like the High Line, an abandoned railroad track turned into a fashionable promenade, life above sea level could become routine.
We may want to have many more of those high lines connecting these skyscrapers. Some of them even may have transportation systems above ground instead of just subways.
Michael Byrne is FEMA's coordinator in New York. He says decisions about building and rebuilding after Hurricane Sandy must be planned intelligently.
Elevation is only one of the methods to protect. We can build seawalls, we can build levees. We can choose not to rebuild in a place, to do buyouts so that people can move on with their lives in a safer place.
Scientists say the seas have risen 20 to 30 centimeters over the past 100 years, and some experts believe they could rise another 1.5 meters by the end of this century. Coastal cities and island nations are at greatest risk. But whether the sea rises by 5 centimeters or 70, the predictions for New York, residents of this city know they will either have to keep the ocean out or retreat to higher ground. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.